some John Rutter in the programme today, and Homeward Bound actually is the title of that album. That was one of the great Cork sopranos, of course, Cara O'Sullivan, singing there with Patrick Killeen playing the organ. That goes back a little bit on the Homeward Bound album, the gorgeous Christmas Lullaby. Before that, Manuel de Falla's Nana, and Milos Karadaglic on guitar. Nice to have a little more guitar in the programme today. And it was Jess Gillam on soprano saxophone. Sound of Silence is that album, which is a former Drive CD pick of ours, and a wonderful album as well. I must get around to playing more tracks from that as well. But a nice, easy listening Christmassy feel on that as well. Well, mentioning that, during our festive visit here to Cork City a little earlier on, we met up with a host of young people, all the students involved in the Christmas institution that is here in Cork. All to be revealed in a moment.
Join me, Evelyn Grant, for Choirs for Christmas, a celebration of choral singing at Christmas, where we give you the opportunity to take over the airwaves in Ireland's largest choral competition. We have choirs from all over the country, all types. Children's choirs, workplace choirs, school choirs, community choirs, chamber choirs, basically every type of choir. For fun and festivities, tune in weekdays from 1 to 1:30 until this Christmas Eve.
Patrick Street in Cork, and I noticed lots of yellow jackets collecting here for Share. And with me from Share is Adam O'Brien. Tell me a little bit more about what's going on.
So Share is a really unique charity in Cork. It's set up by students and run by students. And what we do is we collect money for the elderly in Cork who are lonely and need housing. So we cater for over 140 residents. We have different centres around, different homes in town, in Blackpool, loads of areas of Cork. There's a dementia programme that's recently been set up. So we do great work for the elderly around the place, and it's really unique in that it's just run by students.
And you need those yellow jackets, and you need to be well covered underneath. It's cold here
really
today, isn't it?
And
you're getting a great response?
We are, to be fair. The people, there's huge goodwill in Cork towards Share. Loads of businesses want to help out, and you know, they're giving us free food and coffees and that sort of stuff, so it's great. It wouldn't run without that, and the people of Cork are so generous. So.
And this goes on, it's a tradition here in Cork, and next year it's very special, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah. So this year is the 50th anniversary of the first ever fast for Share. So originally it was set up by students of Pres, who saw a problem of homelessness basically in Cork, of the elderly. And what they did was they staged what was initially just a hunger strike, actually. And people just saw them in the street and started giving them money. And the following year then, which was 1970, was the first formal collection for Share. So next year will be the 50th anniversary of the collection.
Oh, we'll have to come back and talk to you about the 50th.
Yeah.
A very special time for you. I think you could do with a cup of tea now after all that's cold out here.
And I'm just going to mention as well, we have obviously people in the street in Cork collecting physically, mm-hmm. but for anyone listening nationally, we have a GoFundMe page that's very easy to find. So it'll be great if anyone can support us via GoFundMe. Thank you.
Absolutely, Adam. Well done.
Cheers. Thanks very much.